إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، last night or the previous night we were looking at the discussion of the statement of Imam Ahmad والقرآن كلام الله وليس بمخلوق. The Quran is Allah's speech and it is not created. This is a part of the Sunnah, or the foundations of the Sunnah that Imam Ahmad deals with. And tonight, inshaAllah, we mentioned that we will read from the Sharh of Shaykh Rabi', hafidhahullahu ta'ala, and benefit from the Sharh, inshaAllah, concerning this issue. The Shaykh, hafidhahullah, when he starts or he begins his discussion here, he points out how serious this issue was in the time of Imam Ahmad. He says, this issue or this affair, as you know, it was a very dangerous issue during that time. The statement or the issue of saying that the Quran was created. And because of it, it caused a lot, enormous fitna for the people of the Sunnah and Jama'ah. And at the head of them was Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala. Because of it, he was imprisoned. He was beaten, and because of it, some of the people on the Sunnah were killed. This fitna was initiated by the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila during the time of the Khilafah of Ma'mun, Al-Mu'tasim, and Al-Wafiq. This is during the period of three of the Khulafa from the Abbasiyyin. And it was a test for the Ummah. A great test of the Ummah. And this was because of the Jahmiyyah, the Mu'tazila, and the people of Dalal, the people of misguidance. They actually had an overhand, an upper hand over the people of Sunnah. Tasallatu ala ahli Sunnah. However, Allah decreed that the final event would be for the muttaqin, for the righteous. And Imam Ahmad during this time was patient and forbearing. And he bared the beating that they gave to him, the imprisonment, and all of the difficulties. He says, the Shaykh says, لا يتوقها الجبال, that not even mountains could bear. رحمه الله تعالى. So Allah raised his station and his position. And he became the Sara Imam Ahli Sunnah bihaqqin. And he became the Imam of the Sunnah in reality. So no one raises their head with the Sunnah or the banner of the Sunnah except that he is honored by associating himself with this noble Imam. He says, وَعَزَّ اللَّهُ الْإِسْلَامِ بِأَبِي بَكْرٍ يَوْمَ الْإِحْدَاثِ. And Allah honored Islam, or gave Islam the upper hand on the day of apostasy with Abu Bakr, and with Ahmad on the day of the trial, as some of the Salaf said. رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ وَجَزَاهُ أَحْسَنَ الْجَزَاءِ. May Allah have mercy on him and give him the best of rewards. For the brothers who have heard the story of Imam Ahmad, and you know, and really, that he was, he stood up the way that very few people can stand up. know, they beat him, they beat him until the flesh of his back was hanging. So he went through some trials. And during this time, he was steadfast, fasting, and prayer, and never once did he stumble in his speech. Because some of the scholars say, we've never seen anyone whose heart was so firm like the heart of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, died. Shaykh Rabi', hafizahullah, he goes on and he says, and the Qur'an and the Sunnah, they indicate that the Qur'an is Allah's speech. It is Allah's speech. He spoke with it. And he revealed it to Jibreel. Jibreel conveyed it to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah speaks whenever He wills, and if He wills. And of His speech, that وَمِنْ كَلَامِهَا الَّذِي لَا تَذْهِهِ الْبِحَارِ out of his speech that not even the oceans could encompass it and do away with all of it. As Allah says, and even if the oceans were ink, to write down the words of my law, the oceans would pass away before the words of my Lord would end, even if you bring a similar set of oceans along with it. And from his speech, those books that have been revealed for the benefit and the betterment of humanity, of mankind, and for their guidance, and to save them from his guidance, and for noble ends, wise ends, which no one knows other than he, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is of his mercy and his wisdom. And this is a part of his rububiyyah that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reveals to the messengers. And he sends down on them books or scriptures that would better their lives and cause their situations, their way of existence to be upright. And that they prepare themselves with this revelation from these books and to act upon them and what they require, so that they may enter Jannah and they may receive or achieve Allah's pleasure, the Lord of all that exists. And whoever shows opposition to it or is obstinate against it, the evidence has been proven against him and he deserves the reward of the kuffar and those who are obstinate and rebellious, and it is permanence in the fire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has narrated concerning that. The Qur'an, well, Qur'an kalam Allah. The Qur'an is Allah's speech. Allah spoke with it. The books that were revealed are Allah's speech. Allah revealed it to His slaves. Allah spoke to Musa. And Allah spoke to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night of Isra, alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah will call out on Yawm al-Qiyamah, where are my fathers? فَإِذْ نَادَى رَبُّكَ مُوسَى, and when the Lord called out to Musa, the Shaykh is saying that the word nida, or this calling out, nida, when it is done, it includes letters and it includes a sound or speech that is befitting Allah. He's mentioning this because there are certain groups that came up amongst the Muslims. They say Allah speaks but there is no sound. There are no letters to Allah's speech. These are Muslims who have that i'tiqad. And so the Shaykh is pointing out these particular aspects of the creed of Ahlul Sunnah, the evidences that are clear that oppose those positions of deviance. He says that this voice or this sound and these letters, they are not and they do not resemble the speech of human beings, of the creation. So Allah speaks, and speech is a complete or perfect quality. It shows a quality that is of perfection and not defect. It shows completeness. Inanimate things like the walls, they don't speak. Animals don't speak. and they are lower than the human beings. The human beings that speak. So Allah wanted mankind and made him more complete through this. Now the completeness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him is the ability to speak that which distinguishes him from the rest of creation. So Allah has given man the ability, or Bashar, humanity, the ability to speak. And the angels and the jinns, those intelligent beings, He has given them this ability to speak. This quality of speech is a quality of completeness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete. And He has given this to whom He wills, from His servants, from His creation. And it is a sifa, or quality of completeness. Knowledge is a quality of completeness. Ability is a quality of completeness. Now the Shaykh is only saying this because all of these things that he's saying, some of the people, some of the different groups deny these things. You cannot say that Allah has this quality or that quality. If you do so, you're likening Him to His creation. If these inanimate objects are considered lower to human beings because they cannot speak, and human beings have the ability to speak, and this shows that He's more complete than these things. Don't you think Allah is more complete than all of them? The Shaykh goes on, he says, so those who take away from Allah this quality of speech and knowledge and ability, they are actually showing that Allah is defective in the total way of defection. He is totally defective. And when one of the kuffar of the Quraysh said, in hadha illa qawl al-bashar, that this is nothing but the speech of a human being, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sa'uslihi saqar, we shall put him and cause him to burn in saqar. This is in Surah Al-Mudathir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he, innahu fattara muqadda, he thought and then he planned. فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّ, he cursed how he thought or how he planned. ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّ, may he be cursed how he planned. ثُمَّ نَذَر, and then he saw. ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَصَر, then he found and looked angrily. ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ وَاسْتَبَّر, then he turned away and became arrogant. فَقَال إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَر, and he said, this is nothing but sorcery of old. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرُ, this is nothing but the speech of a human being. So أُصْلِي he said, we shall cause him to burn. قَوْلُ الْبَشَرُ, the statement of human beings created, is created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the person with this extreme warning. This is a criticism about the Quran, that it is sorcery and that it is a statement of human beings. This is a defect, and it is a criticism concerning the Quran, which is Allah's speech that Allah has sent down for the guidance of all humanity. It is not created. It is not created. The Shaykh says, لِأَنَّ الْمُعْتَدِلَ, because the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiya, and the Batiniya, and the Rawatib, and the Khawarij, all of these misguided groups, they differ concerning the statements about the Quran, but the end result is the same, and that is Allah does not speak. That is, Allah does not speak. Here, the Shaykh mentions the Mu'tazila, he mentions the Jahmiya, he mentions the Rawatib. Who are the Rawatib? Who are the Rawatib? The Shia. The Khawarij, the Shaykh says, حتى الأشاعرة تأثروا بالمعتزلة. Even the Asha'ira, were affected by the Mu'tazila. The first of them used to say, speech, it is a quality I want you to think about when you're being said here. That it is something that is with Allah, it exists with Allah, and that is it. That speech is something that exists with Allah, and it stays there. It has no letters, if you're speaking about Allah's speech, no letters in there, and no sounds to be heard. We're like a magic elder. However, he has not spoken. This is the belief of Muslims, not past, not 1,000 years ago. These are creeds that the people teach amongst the Ash'ari in this day and time. And if you want to see it, well, don't look at it, because you're not supposed to read their books. So just take it that it exists. Okay? Have a Quran, they say this book, this Quran is not his words. Nasr Allah al-Afi. We ask Allah to keep us safe. فَمِنْ أَوَاخِرِ الْأَشَاعِرَىٰ مَنْ صَرْحَ بِأَنَّ الْقُرْآنِ مَخْلُوقٌ مَعَ الْأَسْرِ. And of those who came later from amongst the Ash'ari, and this is something that we find in this day and time also, they say for sure that Allah's words are created. Unfortunately. We saw the evidences that the Ahlul Sunnah used last night to actually dispel this from the mind of the people. That there's evidences from the Quran, from the Sunnah, and the statement of the Salaf Jamee, and all of them agreed that this was Balal. To say Allah's word was created. The Shaykh goes on, Hafidhahullah, he says, from Quran, Kalam Allah, laysa bi makhluq. The Quran is the words of Allah, it is not created. The Kalamullah kulluhu laysa bi makhluq. And Allah's words, all of it, is not created. He said, when these people started this fitna, they would say that Allah's speech, He created it without any specific place. But, you know, really, you don't really try, you know, some of their statements just don't make sense. So we're not trying to, you know, figure it out. We just know that it's misguided. It don't make no sense. But this is something, as we said, exists now. They say Allah, the Qulun, they say Allah's speech. However, it is like what you say, Naqatullah. The camel of Allah. Is the camel created? The camel is created. It is similar, the Shaykh said, they say, like they say, Naqatullah, or they say, Baytullah. The camel of Allah, or the house of Allah. The Kaaba. Is it created? It's created. They are saying this is the same thing about Allah's speech. I mean, إضافة المخلوق إلى الخالق. It is like you are attributing the creation to the Creator. He says, this is of their confusing the people in their lives that and they're known for. Imam Ahmed, he says, وَلَيْسَ بِمَخْلُوقٍ. The Shaykh says, Al-Qur'an, Kalamullah. This is not sufficient that you say that. Why? Why isn't it sufficient that you say that? Because the Jahmi and the Mu'tazili, those who deny that the Qur'an is Allah's speech, they say the Qur'an is Allah's word. However, what they intend is that it is created. Just like you say the camel of Allah, or you say the house of Allah, and the house of Allah is created, Baytullah is created, Naqatullah, the camel is created. Isn't this what they intend? The Shaykh is asking this question. He says this is the same thing that they do when they say Kalamullah or Allah's speech. And because of this playing of theirs, because of this playing of theirs, and they say Allah's speech, however it is created, you and Taqul Kalamullah, you say it is Allah's speech and make it clear it is not created. In other words, the people on the sunnah are supposed to be clear. They're supposed to be clear when it comes to these issues. And this is one of the things that Imam Ahmed, this was his position as we will see. That if a person had some doubtful thing or expression that had a positive meaning and a negative meaning, this would have supported the position of the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah. He said the person who has this position is Dalil, Mu'tazilun. He's misguided and he's an innovator. To close the door to the fitna. The Shaykh says, in Annika, if you say it's Allah's speech and you keep quiet, and you don't say it's not created, you will agree to the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah. Who simply say Allah's speech. However, he completes it and says it is created. So you complete it and say it's not created. This is the petition of the people on the sunnah. The Shaykh goes on and he explains the other statement of Imam Ahmad in the sunnah. He says, and it shouldn't be weak to say it's not created. He says, فَإِنَّ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ بِبَائِنٍ مِنْهُ وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ مَخْلُوقٍ. You brothers understood what I said a few moments ago? That when the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila, they say, this is Allah's speech. And if you stop there, why is it that Imam Ahmad criticized him? Why he didn't want the people on the sunnah just to stop them? Because those people of innovations, they had a meaning that was wrong. And to make it clear to the people around, Imam Ahmad said, you will stop there because this is what they do, but they have a meaning that is corrupting you. Just like you say the camel of Allah, they say Kalam Allah. The camel is created, Allah's speech is created. So to be clear, you don't stop there because you'll be like them. You say it's Allah's speech and make it known that it's not created. Say it. So that it's clear to the people around on the sunnah that this is something that is wrong and this is the correct position. Here the Shaykh holds on, he says you shouldn't be weak and not say this particular expression. And then he goes on and he explains something else that, yani, like I said, is still in this day and time, and people have different ways that they express it. But he says, for surely Allah's speech, it is not separated from Himself, and there is nothing from Him that is created. The Shaykh says, what does this mean? It means that the sifa or the quality of speech is something that Allah has. It's a part of Allah, the ability to speak. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, He speaks when He wills and if He wills. The quality of speech, Kalamullah laysa biba'inin minhu. However, Allah's speech is not something that is separated from Him. This is in opposition to the Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazila, they say Allah created this particular thing called speech outside of Himself in something that is not specific. Imam Ahmad, he says, this is a quality that is with Allah. He has the ability to speak whenever He wants to speak. The Mu'tazila say no. What we call speech is something that is created outside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِغَيْرِ مَحَلْ without any specific position or place. So this is a refutation to them. And the people on the sunnah, the Shaykh goes on and says, so their speech is a quality of Allah, just like power, just like will, are of the qualities, the permanent, everlasting qualities that were with Allah. And it is a quality of perfection. The same way Allah creates, that when He wills, He speaks when He wills. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. His command is only when he desires or wills for something to be that he says to it be and it becomes. So, one of the things, brothers, that the Sheikh is making clear here, and we're going over it, because sometimes this particular issue in Aqidah, when sometimes you read a long, long time and a lot of different things, but it does, if you be patient, you'll find that what Sheikh Rabi'a does in these few pages will explain to you what you have to read in volumes. You know, sometimes it's true that the books are difficult, but when you hear the Sheikh summarizing and why things were done, you begin to understand the issue with more clarity. He says here, so this quality, Sifatul Kalam, is a personal quality. However, Allah speaks, He reveals, He creates, and He nourishes and sustains with His word. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, it is only His command when He intends to do something, He says to it be and it becomes. So, His statement that it is not separated from Allah, that this particular quality of speech is not separated from Allah, ay anna kalamu ta'ala qa'imun bi that, it is something that is a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something which is a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the Quran is heard. You don't hear the Quran? You hear the Quran. Okay? And His speech is heard. The Shaykh says, Arafta, you understand me? The Shaykh says, فَلَيْسُ بِبَاءٍ مِنْهُ مَقْصُودُهُ مَقْصُودُ أَنْ هَذِي الصِّفَةَ قَائِمَةً بِذَاتِهِ وَرَدًّا أَلَى الْمُعْتَزِلَةِ يَقُولُونَ خَلَقَهُ بِغَيْرِ مَحَلٍ. Here they say that Imam Ahmad, he said that Allah's speech is not something, or the ability to speak is not something that is separated from Allah. What is intended is that this is something that is with Allah, this particular quality. And this is to refute or to go against the Mu'tazila who says, no, it is not with Allah, Allah creates it in something else. And then he says, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he says, the statement of Imam Ahmad, وَلَيْسَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ مَخْلُوقٌ وَإِيَّاكَ وَمُنَاظَرَةِ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِيهِ. There is nothing from Allah that is created. And woe to you and disputing with those who have introduced this thing into the religion. He says, look at how Imam Ahmad yu'akkid. Don't think he yu'akkid. And how he emphasizes. He says, however, when Imam Ahmad لما احتاج المناظرة رحمه الله تعالى لما أرجع إليها ناظر ابن أبي دواد وناظر غيره عند الضرورة وعند الحاجة وعند من يريد أن يتلقى الدعوة والحق. He says, however, Imam Ahmad, when there was a need to discuss this area, he did it. When there was a necessity, he disputed with Ibn Abi Duad. And he actually disputed with others, but this was because of necessity and because of the need. And also with those who were trying to receive the da'wah and the truth. Those who were trying to receive the da'wah and the truth. Then he goes on, Shaykh Rabi'i Hafidahullah, he goes on to explain another statement. وَمَنْ قَالَ بِاللَّفْظِ وَغَيْرِهِ وَمَنْ وَقَفَ فِيهِ فَقَالَ لَا أَدْرِي مَخْلُوقٌ أَوْ لَيْسُ بِمَخْلُوقٍ. And whoever says بِاللَّفْظِ, whoever says my expression of the Quran is created, whoever says that, or whoever is indecisive. I'm not going to say this or that. And he says, I don't know whether it's created or not created. Sheikh Rabin says, here, when جاءت فتنة القلب خلق القرآن, when this type of trial came with the statement that the Quran was created, وحصل افتراق بين أهل السنة وبين الجهمية والمعتزلة وغيرهم, and there was a difference between أهل السنة and the جهمية and the معتزلة and others. نشأ ممن ينتمي إلى السنة من يقول القرآن كلام الله ولفظ به مخلوق. There were some people who used to consider themselves amongst the people of the Sunnah, and they would say the Quran is Allah's speech, but my statement with it, or my expression about or with the Quran, my expression in the Quran is created. So Imam Ahmad فأنكر عليهم Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad criticized them. And he says, the Sheikh says, لما تقول لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق كلمة لفظ تحتمل أن يراد بها الملفوظ, يعني نفس القرآن, وتحتمل أن يراد بها نفس اللفظ الذي يتكلم به بلفظه المتكلم, ويلفظه المتكلم. This particular statement here, Imam Ahmad criticized him. He said, because when you say my expression of the Quran is created, it has the possibility of meaning the thing that you're reciting, the Quran itself, or the actual movement of your mouth, of your uvula, of your tongue, and that which is expressed by you, that's what you intended. It's possible it can mean this or that. The Sheikh says, the number can tell the doctor because it implies that which is false. وَقَدْ يَسْتَغِلُّهَا الْجَهْمِيَّةَ وَالْمُعْتَزِلَ وَغَيْرُهُمْ, and because the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila could use it, مِمَّنْ يَقُولُ الْقُرْآنَ مَخْلُوقٌ, and those who say the Quran is created, قَدْ يَسْتَغِلُّهَا لِلْتَضْلِيلِ النَّاسِ, and they can use it to cause the people to go astray. لَفْتِ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَخْلُوقٌ, my expression with the Quran is created. He can mean actually the Quran. Imam Ahmad said, من قال لفظي بالقرآن مخلوق هو مبتدع. Imam Ahmad said, the person who says this is an innovator. The person who says this is an innovator. He wanted to close the door. Close the door to this particular position that some of the people had concerning Allah's speech. Now, so the Sheikh says, he repeats what Imam Ahmad says, وَمَنْ وَقَفَ فِيهِ, whoever stops and is doubtful about it. فَقَالَ, and he says, لَا أَدْرِي, I don't know. It is created or not created. It is only Allah's speech, إِنَّمَا هُوَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. He says, فَهَذَا صَاحِبُ بِدْعَةٍ, this is a person of bid'ah. This part of the discussion by Shaykh Rabi Hafidhahu Allah, he repeats it as he goes on, but in his conclusion statements of it, he says, وَقَدْ يَسْتَغْرِبُونَ هَذَا, and if people can be amazed, because he said one time, قَالَ Imam Ahmad, أَفْوَنْ, let me go back and read it. He says here, وَهَذَا قَالُوا عَدَدٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ, there are a lot of people who are at this position, وَأَسْقَطَهُمْ أَحْمَدْ, and Imam Ahmad actually cast them aside. وَأَسْقَطَهُمْ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ, and the people of the Sunnah cast them aside. وَبَدَّعُوهُمْ, and call them the, and say that they were people of bid'ah. وَمِنْهُمْ يَعْقُوبُ بْنُ شَيْبَةَ مِنْ أَئِمَّةِ الْحَدِيثِ, and also was يَعْقُوبُ بْنُ شَيْبَةَ from the Imams of Hadith. لما توقف في القرآن قال لا أدري مخلوق أو غير مخلوق, and he said that I don't know if it's created or not created. قال إمام أحمد مبتدع ضال, إمام أحمد says he's a مبتدع who's misguided. واستشاره للخليفة. And the Khalifa actually sought his consultation to put him in a position of qada. The Sheikh says, perhaps it was to be the leaders of the judges. Imam Ahmad says, لا إنه ضالٍ. Says, no, he is misguided. The Sheikh says, people may consider this strange. He says, والله أحمد فضل أن يوظف اليهود والنصارى ولا يوظف أهل البدع لخطورتهم. He says, he must swear by Allah that Imam Ahmad would prefer you to have an employer who is a Jew or a Christian and not the people of Bidah because of the danger that they oppose or they present to the people. He says, because they come and mix with the community from the inside, where you sit on the stomach, and they corrupt the community. They corrupt the community. This is not only the people with that type of statement, but this is the people of Bid'ah in general. And as we saw in the beginning of Usul al-Sunnah, how Imam Ahmad emphasized a part of the message of the Sunnah is that you stay away from the people of Bid'ah and reading their books, as we found in the Red from Nu'man from Iqtifad. That this was our methodology. So Imam Ahmad would prefer to have Jews and Christians met him than to have a person of innovation. And the Sheikh says, he says, who else has harmed the people of Islam? وَهَلْ أَدَغَ بِأَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا أَهْلَ الْبِدَعِ. Who else has harmed the mis-ummah of Islam except the people of innovation? Why do you think people still go around the graves and talking and calling out to the dead? If it wasn't because of the Muqtadiya. Why do you think people still wear the juju around their necks and on their bodies if it's not because of the Muqtadiya? The Sheikh says, he says, and they are the ones who have prepared them to fall out into the abyss of loneliness and disgrace beneath the feet of the Nasara and the Yahud. Who else other than the people of innovation? Kullul bala, all of the trials, alladhi asab al umma min ahl al bid'ah, all of it is from the people of bid'ah. The consequence of bid'ah, the Sheikh says, hatta ibn Taymiyyah, he says, inna al-dawla al-umawiyya, lamma waqa'at fi bid'ati, waqa'a ra'isuha marwan. When the Sheikh of Islam is saying, even the Dawla al-Umawiyya, the Umayyad Empire, when it fell into Bid'ah, when it fell into a Bid'ah and the leader of their empire went into the position and started to say the statement of al-Jahad, Qala kana sababan fi suqut hadhihi al-Dawla. He says, this was the reason of that particular society falling down and collapsing. هذه البدعة الآن لا تساوي شيء بالنسبة للبدعة التي حدثت الآن. He says that bid'a, it does not even go close to equating with the bid'a that we have in this day and time. يعني if that was the cause of the destruction of the whole nation, and we have worse than that in our day and time, what do you think the affairs and the condition of the Muslims are? No wonder we are the way we are. The Sheikh says, فَيَقُولْ فَهَذَا صَاحِبُ بِدْعَةٍ مِثْلُ مَنْ قَالْ وَمَخْلُوقٌ. The person who stops and is not going to take a position, he says he's a person of bid'ah. Just like the one who says it is created. إِنَّمَا هُوَ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَلَيْسَ بِمَخْلُوقٍ. He says it is only Allah's speech and it is not created. الذي يتوقف الذي يقول لفظ القرآن مخلوق من هذه الأصناف ومن أذيالهم وأذنابهم. He says, and those who say, the one who says, my expression of the Quran is created, he is of this group also. And he is of their tails and the back parts, well, it's like a tail anyway, of these people. Alright? So yeah. That particular thing about the Quran being created. I wanted deliberately to read it to the brothers. Because now, when you go to the books of Aqidah, after hearing the explanation of the Shaykh, or the long discussion, he has summarized it. The position of the Mu'tazila, the Ash'ira, the Jahmiyya, and all of them. And he's given us a synopsis of why the fitna of Imam Ahmad was the way it was. Rahimahullah ta'ala. The other part. The other part of Usul al-Sunnah, the Shaykh says, Imam Ahmad, he says, well, Iman al-Ru'ya yawm al-Qiyamah. We believe that the believer shall see Allah on yawm al-Qiyamah. And there is, كما روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الحديث الصحاح. Inshallah, we will also tomorrow. This is another issue that the Shaykh deals with and gave clarity to. And some of the people say that this is the area where the people of the Sunnah differ. The Shaykh is on the point of no, there's no difference amongst them. There's no difference. And this is why it's important that we learn the Aqidah from the Ahlul Ilm of the Sunnah. Here, he says, we believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this statement, يَقَدْ رَآ رَبَّهُ, that he saw his Lord. This is the issue that the Shaykh is going to clarify. فَإِنْهُ مَأْثُورٌ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَحِيحٌ. It is something that is found from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam authentically. رواه قتادة عن إكرمة عن ابن عباس. It is reported from قتادة, from إكرمة, from ابن عباس. ورواه الحكم بن أبان عن إكرمة عن ابن عباس. And it was also reported from الحكم ابن أبان, from إكرمة, from ابن عباس. ورواه علي بن زيد بن جدعان. He also reported from يوسف بن مهران, from ابن عباس. والحديث عندنا على ظاهره, and the hadith is as it is, on the surface. كما جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, as it comes from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. والكلام فيه بدعة, and any type of discussion about it is an innovation, or speech about it is an innovation. ولكن نؤمن به كما جاء على ظاهره. However, we believe in it as it comes. The obvious meaning, ولا نناظر فيه أحدا, and we do not dispute about it with anyone. The Shaykh is mentioning this because there were certain people, the Mu'tazila and the Rafida, all of them denied that the believers will see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Shia, they don't believe that. This creed and this study is not, like I said, is not something in the past. It is alive today, perhaps even more so. Like the Shaykh pointed out, the intensity of the innovation seems to increase as time progresses. And really, this is one of the reasons why the people on the Sunnah need to continue to study about Tawheed, need to continue to study about Aqidah and Manhaj issue. So that we would know what is right and what is wrong based on evidence. Here we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly saying, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَ. Allah says on that day, faces will be glowing, looking at the Lord. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. This particular verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, nay, they on that day will be veiled from the Lord. According to the scholars of Tafsir, what is meant that veil from seeing the Lord? This is a punishment for the kuffar. Shafi mentions that this is an indication that it is a punishment for the kuffar, and the mu'mins will not be punished in this way, therefore they shall see their Lord. They will not be punished and not be allowed to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both verses from the Quran. Also, when the scholars look at the verse, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسِنُ الْحُسْنَ وَالْزِيَادَةِ, for those who do good they should have husna, yani jannah, and an increase. Many of the scholars of tafsir say what is meant by an increase is viewing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the narration which is collected by Muslim from Suhaib, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةَ When the people of Jannah shall enter Jannah, قال يقول الله تبارك وتعالى Allah the Exalted should say تريدون شيئا أزيدكم You want anything that I may increase you with فيقولون They shall say ألم تبيض وجوهنا Did you not lighten up our faces ألم تدخلنا الجنة Have you not placed us in paradise وتنجينا من النار and save us from the fire قال فيكشف الحجاب and Allah will remove the veil فما أعطوا شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إلى ربهم عز وجل and they will be given nothing more delightful to them than to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala جرير بن عبد الله البجلي said كنا جلوسا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم He was sitting now with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ نظر إلى القمر ليلة البدر And he looked at the moon the night of his fall فقال إنكم سترون ربكم كما ترون هذا القمر لا تضامون في رؤيته He said you shall see your Lord The same way you see this moon. You don't have to squeeze and come together in one place to see him. فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَنْ لَا تُغْرَبُوا عَلَىٰ صَلَاةٍ قَبْلَ تُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَصَلَاةٍ قَبْلَ غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ فَفْعَلُوا So if you are able not to be prevented from praying before the setting of the sun, before the rising of the sun or the setting of the sun, then do so. This is collected by Al-Bukhari. النسائي narrates a hadith. He says, أخبرنا يحيى بن حبيب بن عربي. He is يعني, a trustworthy person who is hadith sound. He says, حدثنا حماد بن حماد بن زيد. حماد بن زيد أبو إسماعيل البصري. He is a very outstanding scholar of hadith. This narration is also sound. He actually, and this is just for purposes of clarity for the students to know about Al-Tawr ibn Sa'id. He heard from Al-Tawr ibn Sa'id, Hamad ibn Zayd, before he started to get his narration mixed up. So this narration, he said, حدثنا Al-Tawr ibn Sa'id, that Al-Tawr ibn Sa'id narrated to us from his father. His father Sa'id ibn Malik, he said, صَلَّ بِنَا عَمَّارِ بِنْ يَاسِرْ صَلَاةً فَأَوْجِزَ فِيهَا Ammar ibn Yasir prayed a prayer and made it very deep, very short. فَقَالَ لَوْ بَعْضُ الْقَوْمِ Some of the people says, لَقَدْ خَفَفْتَ أَوَجَسْتِ He says, you made this salah real light or real deep. فَقَالَ أما على ذلك he says as for what you say concerning that فقد دعوت فيها بدعوات سمعتهن من رسول الله he says as for this I supplicated in the prayer with some dua that I heard from Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما قام تبعه رجل when he stood up one of the brothers followed him he says Abu says he is my father but he just indicating to someone else. فَسَأَلَهُ عَنِ الدُّعَاءِ And he questioned him about the dua. ثُمَّ جَاءَ فَأَخْبَرَ بِهِ الْقَوْمِ And then he came and he told the people what this dua was. He said, اللَّهُمَّ بِعِلْمِكَ الْغَيْبِ وَقُدْرَتِكَ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ أَحْيِنِي مَا عَلِمْتَ الْحَيَاةُ خَيْرٌ مِنْ وَتُوَفَّنِي إذا علمت الوفاة خيرا لي. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, Oh Allah, with your knowledge of the unseen and your power over creation, cause me to live as long as you know that life is better for me. And cause me to die when you know that death is better for me. Allahumma as'aluka khashyataka fil ghaibi wa shahadah. Oh Allah, I ask you to fear you in private and in open. Wa as'aluka kalimat al-haq fil riba wal ghadab. And I ask you to speak the word of truth when happy and also when I'm angry. Wa as'aluka al-qasd fil faqr wal ghina. And I ask you to be moderate or to have moderation in times of poverty and in riches. Wa as'aluka na'iman la yanfad. And I ask you na'im or bounties that shall not pass away. Wa as'aluka qurrata 'aynin la tanqati'. And I ask you the pleasures of my eyes that will not desist, will not persist. Wa as'aluka ridha ba'da al-qada. And I ask you to be pleased after the decree comes. Wa as'aluka barda al-'aysh ba'da al-maut. And I ask you the coolness of life after death. Wa as'aluka ladhatan nadri ila wajhik. And I ask you the sweetness of looking at your face. Wa shawka. And I ask you the desire to meet you ila liqa'i. Fi ghayri dara'i mudur. Without any harm to be caused, وَلَا فِتْنَةِ الْمُضِلِّ or any misleading charge. اللَّهُمَّ زَيِّنَّا بِزِينَةِ الْإِيمَانِ أَوْ وَلَا أَدَانَ us with the adornment or the embellishment of faith, وَجْأَلْنَا هُدَاتٍ تَدِينِ and make us of those who are guided and the source of guidance. This particular narration, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَسْأَلُكَ لَذَّكَ النَّظْرِ إِلَى وَجْهِكَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated to see Allah's face. You think Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to supplicate to something that is not possible? It's not going to happen. Because of these textual evidences, a part of the aqidah of Ahl al-Sunnah wa Jama'ah is that we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to be amongst those who gaze upon the sins, all of us. In this dunya, in this particular dunya, there is a discussion as to whether or not anyone has seen Allah in this life, or can it occur? Remember the narration about Musa when he says, Rabbi arani anzur ilayk. Rabbi arani anzur ilayk. Qala lan tarani. Walakin انظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. This particular narration, this particular verse in the Quran, where Musa said, My Lord, allow me to see you. Show me yourself. قال لن تراني. يعني في هذه الآيات الدنيا. You will not see me. ولكن انظر إلى الجبل. Look at the mountain. فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. If it remains in his state, you shall see. يعني in his world. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. Ibn Abbas said, Of what Allah revealed to the mountain was less than the tip of your finger. And the mountain became pulverized like dust. And Musa passed out. فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك أن أول إليك. He said, he regained his consciousness, he says, glorified Allah, subhanAllah. This is an expression of tawheed. Because it means that Allah, how high you are above every imperfection and fault. I'm the first to believe. And actually this verse is one of the verses that the people on the Sunnah use to refute the Mutasawwifa. The Mutasawwifa, they say, Allah is everywhere. Al-Ajuri in his book Al-Sharia, he says, look, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was everywhere, كان متجليا لكل شيء كتجلي لهذا الجبل. If Allah was everywhere, He would be present in front of everything like he was, or like that little portion of himself that he showed to the mountain. What would we do? These are some of the really, and subhanAllah, the Hujjah of Ahl al-Sunnah. If we only learn it, we only study it, it will put the people of bid'ah tahta aqdamina. So we have to learn it. We have to learn it, we have to study it. This particular narration that we're dealing with, inshallah, we will read the clarity and the Shaykh Urabib, what he does in bringing about a relationship between this text. And the way he does it, يعني, in a concise way that is very beneficial. حفظه الله تعالى. This narration, which is collected by Muslim in the Sahih Kitab al-Iman, this is from Masroor. He said, كنت متكئا عند عائشة رضي الله عنها فقالت يا أبا عائشة أو father of عائشة ثلاث من تكلم بواحدة منهن فقد أعظم على الله سره. Three things. Whoever speaks about one of them has invented a grave lie against Allah. قلت ما هن. I said, what are they? She said, من زعم أن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى ربه فقد أعظم على الله سره. Whoever says that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم saw Allah has invented a grave lie against Allah. Masrur says, كنت متكئا فجلست. I was reclining and so I sat up straight. فقلت يا أم المؤمنين أنذريني ولا تعجليني. Says, give me some respite and don't be hasty with me. I don't rush you. ألم يقول الله عز وجل ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين. Did Allah not say that he saw him in the clear horizon? وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَىٰ. And he saw him in a second descent. فقالت, he said, أَنَا أَوَّلُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ سَأَلَ عَنْ ذَلِكَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. She said, I was the first of this ummah to question the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about this. The first. فقال إنما هو جبريل لم أره على صورته التي خلق عليها غير هاتين المرتين. So this was Jibreel. I have never seen him in the way he was created except twice. These two times. He says, ورأيت منهبطا من السماء سادا عظم خلقي ما بين السماء والأرض. He says, I saw him coming down from the sky. And the bigness, the enormity, the massiveness of his body, of his creation, was covering what is between the sky and the earth. What would you do? La ilaha illallah. أَوَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ. Don't you hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تدرك الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. That no vision can encompass him. But he encompasses all vision. And he is the subtle and the aware. أولم تسمع أن الله يقول ما كان لبشر أن يكلمه الله إلا وحيا أو من وراء حجاب أو يرسل رسولا فيوحي بإذنه ما يشاء إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. She said, don't you hear that Allah said, it is not becoming for a human being that Allah should speak to him except through revelation, or behind a veil, or to send a messenger to reveal with his permission that he wills. He is the lofty, the wise. قالت, she said, ومن زعم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كتم شيئا من كتاب الله فقد أعظم على الله سره. And whoever said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم concealed anything from Allah's book has invented a grave lie against Allah. والله يقول يا أيها الرسول يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته. That Allah says, O you messenger, convey what has been revealed to you from your Lord. And if you do not do so, then you have not conveyed the message. She said, وَمَنْ زَعْمَ أَنْهُ يُخْبِرُ بِمَا يَكُونُ فِي غَدٍ. This is called the Quran and the Araf. And whoever says that he informed you of what is in the future, فَقَدْ أَعْدَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْفِرْيَةِ, he has invented a grave lie against Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah says, no one, say, no one in the heavens and the earth know the unseen except Allah. This particular narration, Aisha radiallahu anha pointed out that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the interpretation of this verse, of these two verses, that he saw Jibreel. In other narrations, like the narration collected by Muslim, Abi Dharr said, I asked the Prophet, سَأَلْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَلْ رَأَيْتُ رَبَّكَ, did you see Allah? قَالَ نُورٌ أَنَّا أَرَاهُ, يعني نُورٌ, how can I see you? This particular narration was collected by Muslim. There's a similar narration like it also, where the Prophet ﷺ said, رَأَيْتُ نُورًا, I saw light. The other narration, inshallah, which is reported by Ibn Abbas, we will explain that through the estimation of the Shaykh, inshallah, if Allah wills tomorrow. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdih, shahadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.